Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you may recall, the United Nations budget is biannual, and we are currently completing the this year the 16-17 budget, and the next budget will be 18-19. So this is why we feel that it is important to remind delegations of like where we are now here in the middle of the two-year budget cycle, and this is why we have prepared the document 9. I'm not. You can read the document, but as this is somewhat bureaucratic, I'll just highlight a couple of issues so that you get the grasp of what we are talking about. On document, this document has been prepared and grouped on the basis of the actual United Nations budget, because like this is part of how the ECE reports to New York, to the General Assembly, on how we actually spend budgets. Our budget is based on clusters, and I'll just now highlight, on page 2, there's cluster 1, support to formulation and adoption of recommendations. In the budget, we have indicators of achievement and then performance measures, and I will just now go through this one so that you understand where we are. In the UN budget, we have a baseline where which is the previous budget, 14-15, where we have factual data that we prepared 24 new or revised instruments. The member state agreed in the General Assembly to give us a target by the end of this year that we should then, in the course of this biennium, do 22 new or revised instruments on top of the previous ones, and then we are now reporting here that we have the data until 31st December last year, so mid-term in this budget, and we have gone well beyond actually our targets because we have updated or issued 26 new instruments. So you will find this kind of information on what we do in the TRACER program in this document, and if you have any questions, I shall be happy to answer. Thank you.